Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's dive into a trending report. I do want to welcome you guys to Allergy Awareness Month, even though we're 12 days into this. They said the top 100 cities in America, based on how much coughing, sneezing, and wheezing, they ranked them, like the places you should be living and the places that you should not be living. If you have really bad allergies, you're going to want to stay away from Wichita, Kansas. As you would expect, a lot of things growing out there, a lot of wind blowing, and a lot of runny noses.
Got that ragweed out there.
The ragweed. They say the 10 best cities were like Boston, Salt Lake, Ohio, Akron, Ohio. Denver actually came in on the top 10 best cities for allergies. I don't suffer from them. My wife doesn't, and my son doesn't, but we've discovered that my daughter does. All this weekend, bright red eyes, sneezing like crazy, snot running down, we're like, you've got allergies, I think. And as we were sitting outside yesterday at the golf course and then back at our house in the backyard, the wind came up a little bit, and you could just see it.
Oh, yeah.
It was so thick yesterday, all the pollen and stuff
coming
off
at
the trees.
You.
And she's over there like,
the poor baby.
It was so bad. Like, you could wipe your hand across the patio table and lift it up, and it was like yellow.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was.
It's funny.
It's nasty.
Denver's on that list because I didn't suffer from allergies until I moved to Colorado, and then it really started to bother me. So,
you all itchy?
At certain times of the year, especially right now when it's so windy, it really gets to me.
I don't think I have any either. I've never noticed anything where I feel like, you know, really crappy or anything like that, but no itchy eyes for me.
Hey, looking at my daughter, I feel for people that have really bad allergies. It's nasty stuff. Ugh. Social Security Administration released its annual baby names list for Mother's Day. They do this every year. 6 year in a row, Olivia and Liam, top names for girls and boys.
Okay.
Olivia and Liam. 6 years in a row.
Those are kind of cute names, actually. Yeah, but I like those.
See, I like a variation of Olivia. I just love the name Olive. If I ever had another kid, that was it, little girl, that was going to be
a dog named Olive.
I know, a little dog named Olive. Some animal. I'm going to be naming something Olive in the next couple of years.
It sounds like a little old lady. It'll translate in about 80 years.
Exactly.
You should have another baby.
Wow.
So the girls, it was Olivia, Emma, Amelia, Charlotte, Mia. Down at the bottom of the list, it was Teacup, Bumblebee, Diva, and Rollades.
Those are
good. Then for the boys, it was Liam, Noah, Oliver, and Theodore, and James. And then down at the bottom, those are the ones I always like. Dracula, Pikachu, Rambo, Flash, and Garlic.
Garlic is making its way back up.
It's a family name.
It's making its way back up.
Bumblebee,
family name.
Garlic.
Rollades.
These are my daughter and son, Bumblebee and Garlic. Thank you.
Those
are good.
The bottom of the list names are always
those
the
are
best.
Good, Katie. What are you talking about?
If you're a fan of American Idol, it's been renewed for its 24th season.
Oh, dang. I saw they got to the top five last night.
Really?
Good for them.
Good for them.
Yes.
For them. Shark Tank renewed for season 17. Celebrity Wheel of Fortune renewed. Celebrity Jeopardy. America's Funniest Home Videos renewed for its 36th season.
Wow.
And also saw that on TV last night.
And The Bachelor and Bachelorette renewed, too. So
as they should.
If your fan's a bunch of junk TV, there you go.
I was like, that's literal definition
keep that going.
Trash TV. That's it what really it is.
Okay. Trash or just recycled TV. Well, I don't think it's real. Like, The Bachelor's been around for so long.
I used to be a fan.
That deserves a place.
I used to be a fan.
You know, it really does.
It's the same thing over. It's the most intense season yet.
Every single every year.
This
it
feels
all
right.
Comes down to this.
All right. Well, this is a good look for Colorado starting us off because U.S. News and World Report, they just put out their yearly list of the best states in the country.
Hey.
Colorado, we are rising on up here. It's pretty good. So we're number 11 on the list this year, and we have moved up quite a few spots because in 2013, we were 15th and 13th last year. So just barely missing the top 10 this year. Number 11 on that list.
We're number 11.
Almost top 10.
Number one is Utah. And
yes.
I just cannot. I can't. I don't
I love Utah.
I've lived really close to Utah and I just think Colorado's better in every way. We have better food. We have better mountains. We have better wildlife.
Food
it's
for
just
sure.
better.
Utah
it's
food
just
is very
better.
Bland in that they just don't have a lot of different options.
What?
No, it's true. Like Salt Lake City,
what?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of the same
not
stuff.
Not known for the food, Jer.
No.
Huh. I will say when we spent
though.
A week in Moab, it was some of the best food I've ever had. There was
really?
This Italian place. Oh my God, I'll dig up some pictures. The food was fantastic.
I feel like Moab is so different than every other part of Utah that I've been to, though.
Yeah.
Like, Moab is very touristy.
Yeah.
I mean, it would not, like, I would not ever want to live anywhere near there.
I wouldn't
want
to compare.
Oh, it was busy like crazy, yeah.
Like, you can't compare, like, a regular, like, Aurora with Moab, right?
Why not?
Because it's like apples and oranges. You can't do that. It's not the same. Like,
I didn't know there was food rules now.
We could compare, like, a Glenwood Springs.
You can't get anything delicious in Utah unless it's Moab.
A Glenwood Springs or an Aspen or a Vail or Telluride with Moab or one of their ski resorts.
Maybe.
I think Park City, you know, like maybe that'd be a fair comparable comparison. But yeah, I think Colorado's better than Utah. But
I'm getting tired of you badmouthing Utah, Katie.
The things they took into consideration were healthcare, education, economy, infrastructure, opportunity, financial stability, crime and corrections, and natural environments. They didn't even take food into consideration. Mm. I don't like this list at all anymore. But yeah. Utah number one.
It's a dumb
one.
List.
Who knew, right? Who knew? This is a great story. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, they had exciting Mother's Day news to share yesterday. Asha the gorilla is going to be a mommy.
Aww.
She's going to give birth sometime
Congrats.
This summer. So
That's
between
great.
Now and the end of July, she's going to be giving birth. And it's not her first time becoming a mom. So she has a 12-year-old son, Dembe. He lives at the North Carolina Zoo. And she has an 18-year-old daughter, Tumani, who lives in New Orleans. So, but
she gets around.
What's her job?
My God.
But it's very exciting.
She's one of the main ones, yeah.
Yeah. Very exciting that she is going to be a mommy this summer and just making Cheyenne Mountain Zoo even better. We talked about, like, I think it was last week where they're up for the best zoo in the country along with Denver Zoo.
Do we know when that poll result comes out?
We don't know when the poll results come out, but we did wrap up voting already.
Okay.
So we'll have to see which zoo reigns supreme.
They're
but we
counting
do know.
The votes, Jer.
Wow. Yeah, both of those zoos were in the running. Rockies news. Finally, they fired Bud Black.
It's just they gave the keys to him, and it was a sinking ship. I liked Buddy Black a lot. I thought he was a really good manager. He was, oddly enough, the winningest manager in Rockies history.
Passing Clint Hurdle,
which is so funny because Clint Hurdle's now the assistant manager now as he got moved up with the firing of Buddy Black and then the bench coach as well. I just don't think this is going to fix anything.
I mean, the
team is so bad. It's not like they're changing the players.
Were they chanting, sell the team this weekend?
Yeah.
I think I saw some story where the crowd was like, sell the team.
Which they should. I mean, I'm sorry. The Monforts have done absolutely nothing
with it.
It's
probably time, huh?
It is.
That final score on Saturday was 21-0, right?
The other team put up 3 touchdowns against the Rockies.
That is a
It was like a record for the worst something.
Yeah, in franchise history.
I skimmed a story.
It was bad.
I skimmed a story.
In like baseball history.
I mean, they've lost worse in like the fact that there have been scores like 28-5 or people have scored more runs.
But to get shut
However,
out.
However, to get blanked, I mean, they didn't get around the... They didn't get around the bases at all, and the other team went around and around and around and around and around.
21
It was so funny. I was actually in a movie during that game on Saturday, and I kept getting updates on my phone. It would light up, and it was literally like, you know, San Diego Padres, 10, 11, 12. I mean, every time I would check, I was like, 18, 19, 20. And it was unbelievable seeing those updates.
What movie did you see?
Oh, my gosh. I saw The Accountant 2. So good.
Yeah.
It's Ben Affleck. Really good movie with him. The first one I loved so much. So I was like, I got to go see the second one. First of all, hilarious. And then the action scenes.
Pretty good.
So good, man. I highly recommend it.
Second question.
Yes, sir.
Why are you that a-hole that keeps his phone on during the movies when they tell you?
He's just checking the score.
They tell you right before it starts.
I
turn your phones on.
Absolutely should have muted it. I did not put it on Do Not Disturb. And that was on me because I didn't think they would have scored 21 runs.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not the guy that's checking his phone. It was just lighting up. However, I was
21 times it lit up.
Well, yeah. I was in the back row, and I did end up flipping it over because it lit up so many times.
Yes.
I was like, dang,
this
man.
Guy.
Stop
this guy at the movies right
I blame
here.
The Rockies.
This guy.
It wouldn't have
Rockies
gone off.
Fault.
Oddly enough, I got no text in that 2.5 hours, but I blame the Rockies for being so bad.
Oh, they are that
bad,
too.
So bad.
Also pretty bad, Darius Williams. Okay, this guy hit the same Circle K 7 different times starting from last October.
Like
so,
robbed it?
Yes. He has robbed that store 7 times. This guy has committed 10 total robberies since October, and he finally got caught. People were like, oh my gosh. Here's the thing. The craziest part about the story, in all 10 robberies, do you know how much money this guy got away with?
$11.
$600.
Jeremy, $600 is all
Nailed
he got
it!
From
Nailed
all
it!
Of those robberies. Like, you'd think after the first time he only got $50, he'd be like, this ain't worth it.
He got $600.
This ain't worth
me?
It. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh. I just can't believe it. But again, this guy finally getting arrested. But they were saying that, like, it was so that he got caught in the act. That's actually what happened. But it became so, like, predictable that they were the employees were kind of like, here comes Darius, clean out the safe.
Like oh, it's Sunday, here he comes.
Exactly. Like, then how did he get away with it so many times? That's like, by the third one, I think I'd be like, let's get to
shotgun. Man, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yeah.
Pull the shotgun out.
And I think it was just that. Like, he wasn't, like, getting away with hundreds and thousands of dollars.
They were,
so they
like,
were just
fine.
Like, take down his name, we'll get to it when we get to it.
He's
you
like,
know?
Hey, give me $75.
Oh,
my gosh.
So silly. And we're wrapping it up with actually a very lighthearted, fun story. Former Denver teacher has opened a new romance bookstore, and it is aimed at women and really inclusion as a whole. Because here's the thing. There's been a long kind of longstanding stigma about women and romance novels. It's very naughty, right? We're not supposed to, like, embrace and talk about that. We read them. And this former teacher, well, her name is Sydney Ivy, and she says, you know, she was very burnt out as a teacher, and she needed something else to fulfill her. Do you know what she calls her bookstore?
What?
The Spicy Librarian. And she says,
paper cut dad ass.
Yes.
Sounds like a Kama Sutra
no,
move.
No, she says it's bringing in more money in a single month than she earned in a whole year as a teacher.
I bet.
This is a huge niche for women. I don't think you guys realize how much we love romance novels.
This is not
a
secret at all. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know why this is
like,
a secret.
This is
that's
like
all
a
women
thing.
Read.
Yeah,
what are you talking
like when
about?
When Fifty Shades of Grey came out and everything.
Exactly.
And it's always the ladies read
it
the
the ladies, but again, there's always a stigma attached to it that we should be ashamed, and not maybe so much anymore, but there used to be. There used to be a stigma, and the thing is the romance novel book, it's not just like the romance between a man and a woman. There are so many ways you can go with romance,
well,
and that's what she's trying to aim at, inclusion of all the romance stories, and it is, her business is booming, and I love this for her. I just think that this is something that, you know, again, so you talk about the 50 Shades of Grey books. When those first came out, I was trying to read those on a plane. I didn't realize how intense those books got. And I was like in chapter
more
one.
Turbulence,
people
please.
Were like watching me read it. And I was like, okay, we're putting this book down. We can't.
Well,
it's not a
they
book
were
to read
that you were
in
doing
front
that.
Of people. Yeah.
And you had your pants
I
off,
didn't
too.
Didn't know what Jeez. I was getting into.
Oh
but
man, we're
going
to need you to put your pants back
now
on.
Now there's a place you can read it and feel good about it.
See,
so.
I feel like guys have always loved this because the women read these romance novels and then they take it out on us, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, no, it's true.
That's always been the joke. Like, yeah, read those books.
Is that, yeah, you
I'll
guys
see you
dig
Friday
it?
Night.
I had an ex that liked reading them and she wanted to read them along with me and it was interesting.
And then you recreate everything.
It's very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You recreate the covers like Fabio, you know, with your flowing hair.
She really wanted me to grow my hair out. It was really weird.
Yeah. I had a buddy
stand in front of a fan. I don't know what was
I had a buddy in high school whose mom read all these romance novels, and you'd go into their house and like they'd had the fireplace there and then shelves on each side of the fireplace. I mean, thousands of romance novels, and that's all it was lining these
kids,
shelves.
That's mommy's shelf. That's mommy's shelf. Don't go over there.
She found and read every one of these sultry
Jeez.
Books.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Huh.
And she was a freak in a bed.
I guess so. Oh, yeah. Did she have like 11 kids with her husband? Yeah, is that what it was?
Oddly enough, he was an only child.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Oddly enough. Anyway. Is that it? We're
That's
done?
It.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Wrapping it
That's
up.
That's your trending report with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.